Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Keck, broadcasting from Peg TV in Rutland. While teenagers may dream of sleeping in all summer, many are filling their days with part-time jobs, internships, and volunteer projects. Many are also taking part in what's called the Governor's Institutes of Vermont. Think highly focused summer camps. The Governor's Institutes are finishing their 30th summer of programs this week, and we wanted to talk about what's offered and how the program began. We're joined by the program's executive director, Karen Tyler Mitchell, and welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you so much.
So the various programs put out by the Governor's Institutes sound like really a highly focused summer camp for teenagers who want to study a given topic and apply what they're learning in a really high-level environment. Is that a fair description?
That's right. We actually like to say that camps are where your parents send you to get you out of the house, and institutes are where you go to learn and grow. So the Governor's Institutes provides these summer experiences where students really can spread their wings around subjects that they're already feeling very curious or very passionate about, whether it's math or arts or information technology or engineering or more.
Well, and I was reading that the programs range from Asian studies, as you mentioned, math. I think my daughter was looking at one on fine arts. So give us an idea of what students do during a given program.
Well, they'll come to campus and they will live on campus for 1 to 2 weeks, depending on the program. They will get really hands-on and in-depth into the subject that they care about. So if they're in the Arts Institute, they may choose to pursue their passion for visual arts into a whole new medium, such as sculpture or improvisational dance or something like that. If they're in the Engineering Institute, they might choose to work on a robot or work on aeronautical engineering or design engineering. They're able to follow their own interests. We have professionals as mentors there who work very closely with them, and they do tend to work in teams on pretty large projects.
And when you said they're being held on campuses, talk a little bit about the locations that these institutes are being held across the state.
Our institutes are all over the state, just like our students come from all over the state. So we actually have four of them at the University of Vermont. We've got one at the School for International Training in Brattleboro, one at Castleton State College, one at Champlain College, and our newest summer institute is going on right now at Vermont Technical College in Randolph.
Now, when the Governor's Institutes was founded 30 years ago, it was just one institute for the arts. Why was it started, and how has it expanded? How has that process happened over the years?
That's absolutely right. You know, Vermont is a very rural state, and in rural states, there is a challenge of getting resources out to all of the corners of the state, of making sure that people have equal access to music programming, arts programming, etc., if they have that interest. And we found, 30 years ago, there was a governor's school model out there in the country, and the then commissioner of education, and Ellen Lovell, who was then the head of the Vermont Arts Council, got together and said, you know, we really need something that similarly provides these kind of opportunities to students who don't have them in their schools. And so they created the Governor's Institute on the Arts. In 30 years, we haven't looked back. And we did find over the years that there were additional areas of need where students really cared about something, really wanted to pursue those interests, and didn't have a place to do it. And so that's why we've grown institutes in things ranging from engineering to current issues and youth activism, to Asian cultures, to cover that Eastern history that high school students just don't get a lot of otherwise in most high schools.
And I understand that Asian studies program includes a trip to China.
Our part, it does. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. The Governor's Institute partners with the Freeman Foundation on that, and so and the UVM Department of East Asian Outreach Program. So we provide the first program on campus, and then the students do an independent study through the Asian Cultures Outreach Program at the University of Vermont. That lasts a year, and then upon successful completion of that, they can go to China with the group the following year. So it's really an astounding opportunity.
So these programs that are put on by the Governor's Institutes are not inexpensive to run. I've heard wonderful things about them. But what's the cost to families who want to take part, and how do you make sure the price doesn't prohibit certain kids from applying?
There's a range because we've implemented a sliding scale tuition. So what Governor's Institutes were created to be accessible for all students in Vermont. We found the best way to do that is create the sliding scale tuition, say, look, here's what it costs us. Pay what your family can. And then we get scholarship assistance from many different sources to help us with that. Vermont EPSCoR is a huge one, and the Vermont Student Assistance Corporation, many private businesses and individuals, so that we have students that are able to do this for as little as $10 or $20 because that's what their families need to enroll them. And yeah.
No, it sounds like there's a sliding scale.
Mm-hmm.
What do you hear from alumni as to how these programs have been helpful to them in finding a career?
We've recently completed a long-term outcome study, and we talked to students from or graduates who were from 6 to 29 years out, and they told us that this had influenced them in so many ways, personal, professional, academic, social. We heard that 93% of them told us that this really influenced them and what they did in the future. I think it was 87% said that it was one of their most important educational experiences in high school. And so we consider it a success if someone gets out of the Engineering Institute and says, yes, I know now that I want to be a structural engineer, and I know now that I can be a structural engineer, even though I'm a girl and I've never met anybody in that profession. But we also consider it a success if somebody says, you know, I've decided that this field isn't for me. Then we've saved a lot of tuition dollars, right?
Well, so since this is the final week of programs for this summer, when should families start looking for information about next summer's programs?
We have some winter weekends that will be coming up. So those are shorter one-weekend residential experiences where we allow students to get a taste of what a Governor's Institute is like. Those typically take place in February, and we start accepting applications for those in December. They can look for applications for the summer institutes in February. And we do this summer, we've implemented a special topics institute, our Farms Food in Your Future Institute, which is at Vermont Technical College. We're looking forward to doing more of that sort of programming in the future as well. So, for example, the farm students this year, they're going to spend time at Sterling College. They're going to spend time at NECI. They're going to be putting together economics and sociology and all of those different subjects. So we're known for that depth in single academic subjects. We're also branching into the special topics area. And so folks should go online to our website at giv.org and look for information on those, too.
Great. Well, Karen Tyler Mitchell, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Karen Tyler Mitchell is Executive Director of the Governor's Institutes of Vermont, an organization that offers teenagers unusual and varied opportunities in the summertime. And we have a link to their website at vpr.net/Vermont Edition.